Hi, I'm Janelle.
And I'm Monique.
And welcome to Is Marriage Worth It?
We are just two single chicks, girls, women.
Anything but females.
Trying to figure out what marriage is like and is it worth it?
I'm assuming the best place to get the answers is from married people. Maybe engaged people, newlyweds, and even other singles.
Each episode, we will have a guest answering different questions we have or that you may have about marriage.
Join us as we try to figure out, is marriage worth it?
And if it is, I wonder if my future husband or yours is listening right now.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And welcome back to another episode of
Is Marriage Worth It?
So our guest today is B, and the way that she became a guest, I was scrolling on Twitter and somebody posted, people make marriage sound like hell. Can I get some married couples sharing happy stuff, please? Small achievements together, memories, anything. And so I was just scrolling through, reading people's comments, and hers popped out to me. And I was like, I'm going to slide into her DMs and see. And thankfully, she said, I would love to be a guest. So thank you, B.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to share my story. You guys, we're going to have a rocking fun episode. I'm excited to open a book off for you guys. Let's make it do what it do. I'm proud to be here.
All righty. So to kick things off, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Bianca, but I go by B. It's B if you're nasty. Aaron. I am 33 years old. I'm somebody's wife. I'm somebody's mom. I always tell people I have two kids, my husband and my son, because Lord knows being married is like having children, but it's a beautiful thing. I did 10 years military. Oh my goodness, I have an awesome podcast of my own. I'm really in the 90s throwback type of stuff. Pretty Nerd Time Machine, you find me. I'm a big person on Twitter. My followers, people think I'm like, you can't talk to her because she got followers. I'm like, man, get over here and come say hello. Like, so I am working on being an awesome media personality. And yes, that's just a little bit about me.
Awesome. All righty. So we're going to back it up. How long have you been married?
So what's it today to the 19th? So on the 21st, it'll be 10 years my husband and I have been married. I know, I said wow too. I was like, damn, you still here? I was like, what? Yeah, so it'll be 10 years in a few days that I have been married to that handsome man. God bless me.
All right. So we're gonna go back to the beginning of the story. How did you guys meet?
Oh my goodness. So we actually have a real, like, it's like a Disney story. It almost sounds too good to be true. Okay. So when I moved into that city, he had just moved out of these little duplex, like apartments. And like a week after he moved out, we moved in there. So we were like, we had just missed each other. And I was about 9 years old. And then a few years later, we ended up moving again. And wherever we moved to, we were up the street from each other again. So middle school, we rode the bus together, never spoke a word to each other. All through high school, rode the bus together, never spoke a word to each other. Now, mind you, because I'm nerdy, I think back then I was high waters, penny loafers, Urkel, Harry Potter books, That was me. My husband, he Mr. Cool, Mr. Popular, Mr. Football Team, Mr. Ladies Man, that was him. So we were on two different sides of the spectrum. Right. Mind you, he was Mr. Popular Pants, who was dating Miss Popular Pants, whose locker was right next to mine. So we saw each other every day, but never spoke, because I'm like, I'm not allowed to speak to the king. Like there's like an order thing. So,
yes.
I was invisible. And then he graduated a year before me. I graduated after him. 3 years, we're friends on Facebook, because it's like, oh, I remember him from school. I'll add you. Never spoke a word on Facebook, y'all. Just dumb. Like, not even happy birthday to each other, nothing. So I'm in Afghanistan, you guys. I'm overseas, and he makes a Facebook status that says, I hate Comcast. I was like, you know what? Hey, Comcast. I was like, yeah, because they suck and da da da. And we're kiki cackling. He's like, yeah, because the cable went there. Yeah, and the bill, And this is back in 1902 BC type, when you would get like a million notifications. If you comment on someone's stuff, everybody gets notified. So we're kiki-kacking. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't want to be rude. Now, mind y'all, I have to pause this. He thinks, he declares this is me sliding in his DMs. No, I was not trying to be rude to everybody else. So I decided to, let me just inbox him so everybody doesn't get notifications, whatever. That was March 5th, y'all. I kid you not, by April 13th, we're whole going together, but we don't understand how it happened because we were talking every day after that. It went from, yeah, we have McDonald's to Afghanistan, to, ooh, what's your favorite color? So, ooh, y'all, it just happened on its own. So I'm sitting there a month later and we're on the phone and I'm just like, I don't like this. He's like, what? I'm like, I like you and I don't like that. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, let's wrap this up. I was like, love, yuck. Like I was not happy. Draws was in a bunch. I was like, no, ma'am. But it just kind of happened on its own. So his birthday is the 14th of April. Mine is the 15th mm-hmm. of April. So it went 13, 14, 15. Wow. Now, mind you, he had hoes and so did I. So I was like, listen, this can't be happening. I'm like, this is a no-go. I was like, he's like, all right, look, if you're going to put happy birthday on my wall, don't be writing nothing crazy. I was like, okay, don't you write nothing crazy. But like, make sure you put something because like, what do you mean? So that was it. And then literally like the next month, it was like official. We just could not help it. We were just like, ugh, but well, we might as well just be together. And, you know, we just were just smitten. It was not anything I was looking for, y'all. It just kind of happened on its own. And then July. So yeah, we were dating online all the time. July 19th, I got off the plane in Afghanistan. Now, mind you, I'm head over heels with this boy who we are dating from two opposite sides of the planet. And I get off the plane. Now I'm nervous because I haven't like seen you in person in like years, but I'm crazy in love with you because we've been boo loving on the phone. And he's my boyfriend in person for about 3 minutes and he proposes to me in the airport. And I'm just like, so I'm like, sure. I'm like, let's do this. Let's just do it. And yeah, so that's basically how we met, how we got together, and the rest was history, y'all. Sorry, y'all didn't even ask for all that. I'm just sitting here just telling me all about my little bald head business.
No, we needed all of this because there's so much here.
Let's get into it. Yes, yes. It gets even wilder when 3 months later we got married for real. We did it so fast.
Stop. Nope.
Okay. Stop. Nope. We're going to put a hard pause. Okay, so you're talking on the internet for 3-4 months.
Yep.
After technically knowing each other since you were children.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of knowing of each other.
About marriage at all on the internet? Or is it just kind of like...
When we were like talking on the internet. So like when I was overseas, this is like, mm-hmm. this is back when Skype was the thing. So like Zoom didn't exist yet. None of this stuff. Damn, I'm old. Anyway, so Skype was the thing. And I had like a little plug-in phone I was paying for. So I had my own little phone we could talk. And we would like... We were really just friends. Like when we were first talking, we were just friends. Yeah. So we would say stupid stuff like, yeah, when I get married one day, I want this and this. Not knowing the whole time God was setting us up to be my man. I was like, yeah. So we talked about it as if we weren't going to be married to each other because we were just friends at first. We weren't, that wasn't checking for him. He wasn't checking for me.
Right. Yeah.
So we talked about it.
Where do you get a ring from when you come in July?
Listen, he had been planning it. He always tells me, he's like, I knew I was going to marry you 30 days later. He was like, I knew you were the one. He was like, you didn't know it, but I knew it. And I'm like, she's it. He's like, so I start ring shopping. When I was talking about some don't be writing stuff on the wall, it was because I was getting rid of people in the background. I'm like, listen, I know I was talking to you 3 weeks ago, but I met my wife. So you got to go. Yeah, you know, this girl, da 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 da. So he was ring shopping while he was dropping the shorties. And I'm, you know, I had no clue. So while he was
sorry.
No,
don't was be. He former military?
No, thank God. Mm-mm. Nope. He's a regular daggler.
No, because that makes less sense, friend. Because you always hear about military guys being like, within a month, they're trying to put a ring on it. Mm-hmm. And he did. So like.
Yeah. And the thing is, people were trying to tease me in the comments like, oh, he saw them benefits. Let me be clear. Okay. There wasn't no benefits, baby. I got out the military a few months after that. So there wasn't no benefits. I was the Ben and the Fit. Let's get into it. Okay. It really had everything to do with who I was and how it just happened on its own. So it didn't have nothing to do with, because people in the military get married fast because you know, you get paid more if you're married. There were people who asked me to marry them just for the benefits before. I was like, are you nuts? Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that does happen, but no. So he is not military. Mm-mm. Fun.
And he knew, but okay. So you said, so you were in the process of, sorry, if I'm not sure.
No. PCOS.
You're leaving.
Yeah, I was getting ready to be done. So I was in the middle of wrapping everything up, and I was signing up to do like 2 more years maybe, but I was just like, no thanks. So I wrapped all that up. I was like, no, I'd rather be a civilian and be with Bay. I'm good. So I left it after that.
Mm-hmm. And at the airport.
At the airport, I'm in there with my little military wig cut, looking crazy.
Yeah.
I had a picture of that on the internet, and it's just like immediately. So it was even more funny because y'all, the next day we went on our first date. So I'm like nervous because I'm like, I won't hold your hand because I love you, but am I supposed to? Because I'm nervous because I don't know how to act around you because I've never been around you, but we're engaged, but like a mess, a hot mess. Yes. So it was very fun and awkward, but we worked through it.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm nervous to hold my fiance's hand.
Yeah, because I'm so used to saying my boyfriend, but I was like, wait, but we like go together like real bad now.
Real
so
bad.
Yeah, that's how it happened. Mm-hmm.
So at this time, did he live with where your family lived?
Yes. So that's the cool part about it.
Okay.
So we're all from the same city, same state. So while I'm overseas, he's back home meeting my friends and family. But the cool part is, we went to high school together. So all his friends know all my friends. Everybody know each other. He was meeting like my brother, my dad, and all that type of stuff. Now, he was my real dad. He was just the pastor of my church at the time. Because me and my real dad, we didn't have like, we had a strange relationship at the time. But the pastor of my church was like my dad. And he asked him for my hand in marriage. And he was just like, my brother, he's like, oh, so you, that's what you've been doing around the church. You helping, you vacuuming and stuff. I was like, see, he's like, he was like, but you know what? He's like, out of all my kids, he's like, Bianca's not even my flesh and blood, but you the only one who to come to me and ask me. He's like, I'd be honored to give her away to you. So yeah, it was real dope. So that's how he met everybody.
So he met everybody before you.
Before, girl, y'all should have seen him.
You couldn't even introduce him. He already knew them.
Because now the thing is, I'm not trying to brag, but my man is fine. I'm not going to go. And people, I brag about him so much, but I only post him a little bit on Twitter. So when I do post him, people be like, oh, girl, I thought you was lying. I'm like, so you can imagine when my mom, who's a pastor, pulled up to the church and everybody's like, who's that? My mom was like, this Bianca's boyfriend. Hands off, no. Da, 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 da. She's like, duh, sister so-and-so, sister Jones, no ma'am. This, you know what I'm saying? So it was fun. She said, I went in there with my blessed oil and my fly swatter because them heifers was everywhere. I was like, I'm sure they were, mom. So yeah, thank you, Pastor Rhoda. That's my mom's name, was Rhoda. So that's her.
I'm still
2013 was a year I missed. I missed it because that must have been the year to marry people, and I'm pissed that I'm 10 years late.
Oh, girl, it was even then. I feel like if you ain't got a man like after summer 16, like I don't know what to tell you, because it's like
it's hard out here.
Oh my gosh, my condolences. I saw we.
Thank you.
Y'all all are right. So funny.
No, like your timeline is moving so fast, my brain is like trying to keep up.
Mine too.
Okay, so
you hopped off the plane, he proposed, you said yes. Did you say it like with the quickness? Did you look at him like, boy,
I kind of knew, like he was talking, he's like, you know, he said I want to show you this. I was like, oh, you're getting ready. In my head I was like, he's not finna. I was like, oh my god, you're finna propose in this airport. I'm like, let me pretend to be shocked. No, I kind of had an idea like 3 seconds before, but I was like, oh wow, you know. So yeah, I was just like, let's do it. Because what he said to me, he was just like, you know, he's like, I knew that you was it. You know, he's like, because for a man, you're always on the hunt. He's like, you always looking for the next thing. He's like, but you were the first time that you were the, it was the first time like I looked like as far as what a woman goes. And you were the only one I see. He's like, you're the only woman I see. He's like, I don't see nothing. I'm not looking at nothing else. You are all that I desire. He was like, and I knew that she was it. I was like, oh, I'm like, all you see is me. I'm like, baby. I'm like, let's make it do what it do. So I said, yep. And then we picked a date and we got married on my mom's birthday because I love her and I wanted to honor her in some way. But I was like, listen, I love you, but I'm not naming my kids Rhoda. So I'm going to just get married on your birthday. And there you go. You're honored. Whatevs. So that's how we did it. And I was 2 months later and we threw that wedding together. And when I say, I've only had probably like 4 perfect days in my life. And I do mean perfect, where literally nothing went wrong. My wedding day, from the time I opened my eyeballs the time I went to bed, it was absolutely perfect. Everybody who's supposed to be there was there. Anybody who wasn't supposed to be there, they wasn't there. My wedding was lit. My reception was off the hook. And it was a really, really good time. It was fun. In the name of the Lord. So yeah, that's that.
2 months to plan a wedding.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Did you have help planning it? Did you do it on your own?
I had help where I needed it. My mother in love, I joke with people and I like to tell people, I'm like, I think she's like in the mafia. I'm like, because she got money and we don't ask questions. She's like, oh, this person owes me a favor. Don't worry. Da, 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 da. And it's just really because she's a financial person. She know what she's talking mm-hmm. about. She was very, very responsible. But so between, you know, her and my father-in-law and, you know, people just kind of helped me put it together. I had friends. I'm like, hey, I'm getting married in 30 days and you want to be in my wedding? Like you want, and people just came together. I didn't really have a bunch of craziness. I had, you know, one person drop out the day before. I had, you know, little things, but it fell together on its own for real. So I didn't have too much of a hassle. We threw that thing together. People were so happy for me. They were like, thank goodness. Because it was like, yeah, I know. Because they used to think I was quote unquote boy crazy because I always liked somebody. I'm like, oh, I think he's cute. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I was always very like loud and outgoing, but sometimes people, especially in the church, they would think that loud and outgoing means promiscuous, and that wasn't the case. Right. And mm-hmm. it shocked a lot of people to find out, like, oh, well, no, well, what you thought you heard about Bianca, that's not true. Or, oh, it was really this sister that was doing da 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 da. Like, so that, yeah, but mm-hmm. people were excited for me and people helped. So it was a lituation.
That's good. Did you guys get to honeymoon or were you still separating for the military?
Mm-mm. We honeyed and mooned. We went right to Florida. I said, see you later, bye. We spent a whole week in Florida. And because I'm a big kid, we did Universal Studios and had a ball. So we stayed there for a whole week and just beached and all types of cool stuff. So we did get to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. What was the size of your wedding? Like how many guests? Because you guys were in a place where you guys kind of knew.
Yeah. What I did was, it was probably maybe 100 people. Like, I mean, it wasn't a whole, but it was exactly the right amount. Like if you were to see my pictures, you would think it was this huge elaborate thing, but I'm like, it really was just everybody who needed to be there. Like all our friends, all our family, I put it on Facebook. You want to pull up, pull up. If you want to come to reception, you got to let me know. That's different. But I'm like, if you want to come, then come. And so I had people who drove two states over and surprised me because they, you know, were following our story on Facebook. They were like, we just couldn't believe it. Like, this is so sweet. So yeah, it's probably like 100 people, including us. And I don't even think it was that many. It's probably like 80, you know, it wasn't a lot. It worked out just how it needed to be.
So I know you said you had a lot of support. Did you have anybody that kind of hated on the relationship?
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. So because he was Mr. Popular, you know, and I was never, you know, I'm not nobody's Barbie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the baddest thing in the room. I mean, I'm the baddest in the room, but I'm not the baddest in the room. You know what I'm saying? So it was a shock to people when we got together. A lot of people were like, her? Like literally a lot of people were just like floored. And we had a lot of haters. I had a family member talking about some, oh girl, you need to be married a year first for you be so happy. So now we joke every year. We'd be like, be married a year first. You know, that's our little insider. we had people tell me like, oh, you're doing this too fast. You don't know him. And da 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 da. I heard about him or I heard this and this and that and the third. My best friend at the time, she would not be in my, she stopped being best friends with me because I was, you don't know, da 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 da. And I was just like, it's not about that. I just need you to support me. If you my friend and I'm asking you to be one of my girls, like, can you just be my bridesmaid and support me? Can you just be happy that I'm in love? Can you show up in your dress and ask questions later? Cause that's, you know what I'm saying? But you know, so I lost friends over that. But I kid you not. And I say any and everybody, and I do mean any and everybody who has ever said anything bad, ever tried to throw shade. I mean, right now, I kind of feel like our marriage has that touch not my anointed. Because, and I'm not kidding you, like they're all, it's a mess. Even my dad, the pastor, when I called him, I was like, hey, can we get married on this day? I know this is sudden. I know this is a lot. No, he just asked you, but this is the day we want to do it. And at first he was like, we got all this other stuff to do. We got this, da, 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 da. I think it's too soon, blah, 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 blah. Okay, all right, daddy, that's fine. got off the phone. My phone rang probably a minute later. He said, first of all, I'm apologize. He said, God got in my butt. He said, God got in my butt real bad about y'all. He said, no, you clear that schedule. He said, because this is the day they're supposed to be married and that is her husband. He said, you make it happen. So he moved a whole youth thing back another Saturday, changed it where everything fell into place. So it didn't matter who didn't like it, who was just like, I don't know. Da, 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 da. Now all of those people are just like, wow, what is the secret? Wow, we are so happy for y'all. Wow, we love to see y'all. I'm like, yeah, you love to see it. And we do too. We do too. We've never had a chip on our shoulder. We are so, so blessed for real to be together. And yeah, so we definitely had haters. Still do. There was actually a girl, y'all, who asked me to come to her wedding while I was overseas. I was like, yeah, girl, I'll come to your little wedding or whatever. Her wedding was the same day. I didn't know because I didn't really give that much of a damn. I didn't really care. Like, I was going to go as a guest. Like, but, you know, I didn't know that I was going to end up being married and engaged and all this stuff. I didn't know at the time. She threw so much shade. Oh, you could have picked a different day. I'm like, my world don't revolve around you. Poo. Like, I didn't know that this was going to happen. So I told her, I was like, look, I'll take you out to lunch. Let me just make it up to you. Sorry, I can't make it to your wedding. And no, I'm not changing the date for mine because I didn't know. She was like, I don't want your lunch. Da, 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 da. I'm like, that's fine. Again, looking shady in your marriage and we over here looking litty. So it is what it is. But yeah, we definitely had naysayers for sure, especially because of how fast it happened.
Yeah.
So you guys,
gosh, how would I react if
honeymooned?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your first year of marriage like?
You know what? A lot of people say the first year is the hardest. I think it was interesting for us because we were really still strangers trying to learn one another. Like, we really didn't know each other. We just knew, like, I really like you a whole lot. So our first year of marriage wasn't like bad. And I don't like when people say that, like, the first year is hard. I feel like marriage is hard if you make it hard. Like, it's really about two people coming together and making it do what it do. So our first year was a lot of learning each other, realizing, like, oh, well, you was in the military, but you're not as neat as I thought. Oh, well, you were like this, so you don't have siblings, so you don't understand how close family is. And, oh, you know, little things like that, and just trying to figure out everyone else's place in our lives. Keeping everybody else in their lane. When it comes to, you know, like parents, like my mom was a single mom. So we were all very, very attached, but in an unhealthy way where it was like my mom called and I would just run. I had to realize I can't do that anymore because I got my husband to cater to. I have to, you know, me and my husband could be chilling, having a good time. Then my phone rang. He already know my whole mood's gonna be messed up because I got to fix whatever mess is being brought to me. But I had to realize how to sever that and how to keep people at bay. So that was really what the first year was like, learning where everybody's lane is and keeping them there no matter what the cost. And at the end, it was totally, totally worth it. So that was year one.
Okay.
I guess that is a learning curve because you guys were talking, you knew each other, quote unquote, but then you guys were talking, but you're in Afghanistan. And so it is a throw into the situation of now I'm with this person face to face. Who are you? Who am I when we're with each other?
Fun.
I still can't. Like, anytime I know, it's so crazy. Like, quick timelines, just my brain just stops processing.
It does. It throws out the whole rhythm. You're just kind of like, oh, so like, then you have this happen. Then you have this. That's weeks. It was like week one, week seven.
literally. Yeah. Like that. But it worked.
All right. So you guys made it through year one and you guys are year 10. So hold on. Let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you guys had a short time. You guys started dating after you got engaged. But what was dating like for you guys?
It was real puppy lovish. It was a bunch of boo loving, kiki, kaka, like, you know, you sitting on the roof, like, so what's your favorite color? But at the same time, you guys, it was also, and I tell people this too, like, I don't want to sound mean to other people, but like, you have a choice, okay? I don't like when people get in relationships and be like, oh, I didn't know, like, there's always a moment when you choose who you're going to deal with. When I sat back and I thought about any person I ever dealt with, I was like, oh my God, I chose all these knuckleheads. Like there was a point in each time. So when it came down to him, it was the millisecond I realized I liked him. Like before I was just like, oh, where you work? Da, 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 da. But when I realized I liked him, I was like, oh, well, how long you been working there? Cause I'm like, okay, can he keep his job? Oh, really? Okay. So you, how long you been at your, like, I start changing the way I would ask things. Oh, okay. So he got a job. He got a, oh, okay. Da, da, da. Oh, you live here. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, you got, so he got a job. He has his own place. He has a car. Oh, well, you've been there this long. Okay, cool. What's your, oh, so what are you trying to do in 5 years? Like I'm trying to see who you are. And I didn't care about how much you were making. That was never the thing. I always tell people, for me, learning him while we were dating, it's like, I don't care about what you drive. I care about what drives you. Like, you know what I mean? And I was so, and you know, tapping into who is this person that has me kikiing and cackin'. Like, yeah, you funny, but like, who are you? You know, because it's like, yeah, you can have all this, you can have all the cars and da, 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 da. But I'm like, I watch Basketball Wives and them hoes is miserable. Like, I'm not trying to be in a pretty bird cage. You know, I'd rather be with somebody who loves me and who cares about me. So dating him was like a breeze because it was like, I'm seeing that you really care about me because I'm asking the important questions. Like once we get the little, my favorite color pink out the way, like, okay, well, let's talk about your childhood trauma. What was your, like, what's your relationship with your mama like? Like all that type of stuff is important. So really like factoring in the important stuff and like, okay, do you watch your anime subbed or dubbed? And he don't watch it at all, which I'm like, oh, you might have to go, but it's okay. I forgive him. I'm like, it's all good. I'm like, but you fine. That's not a red flag. Okay, I guess. But yeah, so like dating was really like a learning thing for us because we were realizing like how fast it was happening. So it was just kind of being mature about the situation and I don't know, just kind of letting it happen on its own. So it was kind of fun in its own way.
You guys still do dates like that now that you're into year 10?
We definitely date night, date day, whatever we can, you know what I'm saying, get our hands on. We definitely try to make sure that we take time for each other. Especially after you have kids, like once you have kids, your life changed forever. Oh my God. They put a baby in your hands. We're like, oh, we are not the same human beings that we were. So yeah, we definitely try to make sure. And even if we don't go out, staying in is our favorite thing. Oh, listen, like I tell people all the time, my love language is cancel plans. Oh yes. Oh, we got to go to work. Oh yes. Talk dirty to me. Yes. Oh, it's canceled. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, while I'm putting my pajamas on. Oh, it's no problem. Girl, don't feel bad. Oh, so we love when people cancel. We can stay in and chill out. And we are big horror movie fans. So finding the creepy movies to stay in and cuddle in. And so dates are very important and we try to get them in when we can for sure.
With your whirlwind relationship, did you guys decide to kind of like put kids on pause for a while or did that also happen very quickly?
So yeah, we definitely waited. When we first got together, we was like, oh, we're trying to be nasty in here. I'm like, I don't want no kids. I'm like, I'm trying to get it all over the crib. I'm like, flip me upside down. I'm like, look, I'm gonna jump off the ceiling fan and you're gonna catch it with your teeth. Are you ready? So yeah, like, I'm like, we can't have no kids. So yeah, we definitely waited a little bit. And then after a while, we were just like, but kids are so cute. And so, we decided probably, it was like 2 years later. And we were like, let's do some kids. He's like, I want kids. I'm like, let's do it. And we have one. And one is a beautiful thing. I think that's all that God's going to bless me with. And I'm like, you know, I'm okay with that. You know, dealing, having to face that has been one of the hardest parts. For me, even in marriage, because, you know, guys, they want their own kids and that type of thing. But dealing with that, having to swallow that pill and be like, okay, this really might be the only one I'm gonna have. I'm so grateful. And I tell my son all the time, I'm like, you are the greatest thing I have ever, ever created. I mean, a mommy makes some pretty cool stuff, but you are it. So yeah, it was a blessing to be able to give him a son. And my doggone, when I say my pregnancy, y'all, was beautiful, easy breezy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I didn't have no stress, nothing. I was only sick for the first 12 weeks. It was weird because we didn't even know. We went to the little Bahamas, came back. I was just like, everything stinks and my boobs hurt. What is going on? I'm like, what? I was like, oh, well, that's what's going on. So yeah, it was probably a couple years after we were married, we decided to do that.
Okay.
So what was that transition like becoming parents, going from, oh, just husband and wife, to now you have an added title, parents.
Let me tell y'all something. I understand why our parents urge us, get married before you have kids, because you change. You change the moment you find out you're going to have a kid. You're like, what? Like, it changes who you are. And I am not the same person I was before I had kids. Like, before you have kids, you can watch a movie and they're, you know, it's a family. They're running from a monster. They drop the baby. Ah, it's okay. You can make another one. But now I'm like, yeah. Like, it changes everything. Like, going through that whole process together, realizing that I'm different. Like, my hormones, they're really different. Stuff that didn't bother me before, now I'm like, it bothers me. Like, you know, or I don't know, having to cater to me all the time, this, that, and the third. Like, it's a lot of work, and you have to choose each other, because there might be, there was a day I think I got an attitude once the whole process laid out, because I wanted this orange chicken. I'm like, no, but you're not making it happen fast enough. You need me to make it happen. And I had an attitude. And I was just like, we're really fighting over this. But then I came home and it was on the stove for me. And I was like, see, I was giving them all that attitude. And I'm like, now I feel bad and now I want to cry. You know, it's being a parent is a whole different ballgame, even while you're pregnant, because you're just like, whatever, you know, da-da-da-da-da. They put that baby in my hands and it was just like, oh, shit. Like, I'm really somebody's mom. Like, I'm responsible for another human. I'm like, and I didn't make this by myself. I'm like, we was really being nasty in the Bahamas. And like, this is what happens when you be nasty in the Bahamas. Like, it's a crazy, crazy feeling transitioning. You have a lot of responsibility. You realize, oh, we're never going to go out on a date again, because like, we can't, we got to take this baby everywhere. It's like, you don't sleep the same. It's like, before I could sleep through, oh my gosh, like the world falling apart. But now, I mean, if a mouse blink, I'm up. I'm like, where's the baby? You know, and our kid's 8 now, he's big, you know. So
yeah,
it's but yeah, you change all the way around when you become a parent, and having to work through that with one another it's a huge transition, but it's beautiful when you're doing it with the person that you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life, because it's in those moments when you see like, oh, that's why you my person. Like, oh, you could tell I'm falling asleep and I wake up, but you already take care of him for me. Oh, that's why you my person. Or, oh, I know you got to get up in the morning here. We didn't sleep in the bed together the first like month he was here, because our work schedules, I was like, here, you gotta be quiet. You're cute, but you can't make noise at 3 a.m. because daddy got to get up. So I'm like, I sacrificed so that way I'll sleep on the couch for a little bit. We had a nice big comfortable pull-up. Don't get it wrong. Okay. It wasn't like no little shabby little cot. No, he had it hooked up in the living room for me. But I did that for him. So that way, you know, we could all adjust. So just figuring it out together. It's a transition, but it's doable when you're with your person. That's a fact.
So with that, I know people do say when they have a kid or children, like, all the attention is kind of geared towards that child, but how do you make, or how did you guys make time for each other?
Oh, that's a good one. We swaddled that little baby and yoink, put him in that. No, at first it was hard because we were so focused on this new little life. We were brand new parents. So anything he did, we're like, oh, is he blinking too slow? Is he burping too fast? Like, we were just on eggshells with everything. My mom had to come over the first week. I'm like, I don't want to put his, she's like, girl, this baby is bendable. She didn't put his arm back here. Like, he got him all jacked up, putting his little shirt on. But she's like, you're fine. Like, you know, so definitely having a village is very important. Choose your village wisely, please. And make sure that you got people that are going to have it. Cause there were people, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to help you. Da-da-da-da-da. Crickets, you know? Oh, I can't wait. Oh my goodness. Oh, I've always wanted a brand new baby for a godchild, this girl said to me. And then when I let her keep him for a little bit. Oh, well, I don't be feeling like taking him out all the time. And, you know, my kids are bigger. So it's just hard having to take him out the car seat. I said, never again. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So having to, oh my goodness, deal with other people. We were our own village a lot of the time. So we had to just work around my son's schedule. If he's ready to be okay, cool. We got to do what it do. But when we had quiet time, when it was just us, we took advantage of that. Started getting his little butt on the sleep schedule, doing this, that, and the third. So we would always have time for each other at the end of the day. And we still do that. Because it's like, now it's like, oh, it's heads and beds. You know what I mean? It's time for you getting to bed and it's time for everything else. Because, you know, so even as your kids get older, it's still important to make sure that you're pulling that time aside for each other. Because we both be dog tired, especially me. Oh my goodness, I'm breastfeeding, I'm working. I actually quit. I was able to quit. I was like, no thanks. I was able to be a stay-at-home mom for 3 years. I was like, no thanks. Yeah.
The dream.
bless my husband. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, I can roll out the red carpet for that man. I'll put that man's drawers in alphabetical order. Whatever he's doing is done for real. He really, really helped out for sure. So yeah. Tried to make as much time for each other as we could, but we made sure that we made time, even if it was just an hour, even if it was just half an hour. There's no kids, there's no mom, dad. It's just me and you for a second. So, yeah.
So currently, when you think back from year 10 to when you guys first started, what would you say is the best part of marriage so far?
I think the best part is probably two things. One, the fact that no matter what happens, y'all, I swear to goodness, we are best friends. Like, we are friends no matter how mad, no matter how sad, no matter what. Always having that solid friendship that we started out with. Like, we really wasn't, you know, even if it was just 3 weeks of us really just being real good friends, like, that holds us together. I think the best part on top of that is the changes. Watching who you become, because every year you're a different person. I'm not the same person I was last year. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago. And watching how we continue to navigate through the transitions. He's not the same person. He's not the person I married 10 years ago. I'm certainly not the person that he married 10 years ago. I think just watching the everything evolve into something more beautiful as each year goes by. We always tell people we on cruise control. You know what I mean? We just go with the flow. Every year becomes easier than the last year. And I think learning and to grow with one another and grow together has been the most beautiful part of it. Seeing how, okay, well, who are you going to be this year? I'm excited. I can't wait. It's like, just watch like a Pokemon. I'm like, oh, what you finna turn into now? I can't wait. Also learning how to navigate the difficult parts of the new person that you've become and navigating. Okay, you're still holding on to some of the old habits that you used to be. Let's, how do we work through that? So watching us be able to make it do what it do and hit another year and another year and another year is like my favorite thing. So definitely that.
So how do you guys handle conflict?
Woo. Prayer and sex. No, I'm messing with you. we've gotten to the point now we talk about everything. We talk about, when I tell you we talk about Bruno in here, okay? We're gonna talk about Bruno. We didn't realize that we weren't communicating until we figured out how to communicate. Like, we would think we're talking to each other, but it's like, no, you're like, are you talking to each other or are you avoiding certain stuff? That now I'm like, listen, I don't care what your feelings is hurt about. This will be, this is, I feel like this because da 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 da. Or can I talk to you for a second? My problem was I would put everything into a jar and put a lid on it and just keep it. Now, you know what I'm saying? In the inside. And I was just like, because I don't like conflict. I hate conflict. I'm like, I would rather just take the L, even if I'm dead right. Even if I'm right, I'll just be like, okay, you're right, whatever. And just, that's not healthy. You know what I mean? And because then I'm thinking about it, however, you know what I'm saying, long down the line. So we've learned to talk about everything, no matter how hard it is, no matter whose feelings is hurt. And we realize at the end of that, yeah, this kind of was sucky to have to hear about yourself, or to be like, you know what, to realize that you've hurt your partner, or to realize like, yeah, I could have done this different, yada, yada, yada. That's but once you get through that, it's so much easier. But we talk about everything. And lots of sex. Yes, definitely. Listen, bring it on. Slam me through the wall. Please and thank you. I'm sorry. Bring it on, you know. And we apologize with food too. I'm like, he'll come in with my Chinese, babe. You want some Chinese? Yeah, you know I do. Bring it in here and bring your dick too, and she won't be smart. So yeah, but talking through everything has helped us through conflict for sure.
So if you could give people advice, either single in a relationship or married, what would your advice be to either one of those groups or all three of those groups, or you can pick and choose?
If I could say one, let me think. I think what we always tell people is, like, when people ask us what's the secret, we always say the secret is there ain't no secret. Y'all just ain't us. Like, you cannot look at other people's relationships and be like, oh, look at Tiana Iman. Look at them. You know what I mean? You cannot look at these celebrities, this, that, and the third. And people be like, oh, it don't matter. I'm like, yeah, because they're celebrities and they're going to break up. But your neighbors have been married for 50 years. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you got to, there is no secret. You really just have to know yourself, know your person, and make it do what it do. Our thing that we stand on, honestly, is we really do keep God at the center. Like, we pray about everything first. But all else, we're like, listen, we pray and be like, God, we need you to fix whatever. But we always say to each other, it don't matter what's happening outside these four walls. As long as you and I are on the same page, that's all that matters. And literally, that has carried us through. I don't care what's going on the outside. I don't care who mama mad. I don't care who cousin got an issue. I don't care. Da, 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 da. That's fine. But when it comes to B and Chris, like, nothing and nobody has ever been able to come between, because that's what God said. God said, you know what I'm saying? Can't no man, no nothing tear it apart. And that's been our case. So my advice literally would just be you and y'all, you and Bae, long as y'all on the same page, nothing can bother y'all. Nothing, nobody. Keep your family out y'all business. Don't be on Facebook telling y'all business. Listen, me and Chris could be tearing each other, cussing each other, cleaning out in the car. When we get out Sunday, y'all would never know that. How you doing, sister so-and-so? Praise God. He going to open that door. We going to cuss each other on the way out. Yeah, blankety, blank, blank, uh-huh. How you doing, Brother Jones? Praise God. Because you keep everybody else on the outside. Do we get into it? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We disagree about stuff. We don't really fight. I ain't going to hold y'all. We don't fight. We really don't. But we disagree. We could be on each other's nerve, but nobody on the outside would ever know. It'd be like Will and Jada. Didn't nobody know they had problems until they told everybody. So, right. You know, that's us. Keep everybody on the outside and y'all stay, keep y'all business on the inside and y'all be just fine. Yeah.
Nice.
Were you guys both spiritual before you guys got together, or was that something that happened like after you guys got married?
Very good question. I was saved, sanctified, filled the Holy Ghost, and he was future. So you know, literally, if you can imagine, that's how it was. But it kind of happened on its own, because I was like, I'm a church girl. Because when I met him, I was like, listen, no, I'm not sleeping with another man I'm not married to. And he laughed. I said, I'm serious. I was like, oh, he kikied all the way to that altar. Because what happened was, I didn't have to change anything about me. Even in the Bible, it says that it's like, no, the woman will be the one to lead your man to Christ. Like, I didn't have to change. I had to beg, cry, nothing. I'm like, God, if this is who you ask for me, then you'll do the work. And that's exactly what happened. So I was going to church. And sometimes he would go, but then he would just start going to church. I had said, like, before I got married, because we didn't even sleep together before we got married, y'all. Now, imagine it was only 2 months, whatever. We didn't touch each other. Now, was it hard? Yes. But did we do it? Because he went from laughing at what I said to trying to figure out why I said what I said to respecting and honoring what I said, because he was like, no, I see the God in you. And I'm like, I want a piece of that. It made him say, what must I do to get like that? And even after we got married, I don't think he was. And then one Sunday he got up on his own. I didn't have to do nothing. And he was just like, you know, I want to get this Jesus man to try. I want to get God to try. And he's never went back since. Has stuff been hard? Yeah. Has it been like, God, why would you let this happen? Da-da-da-da-da. But he always says, you know, I've seen him do too much. I've seen where it's like, there's no way this was not God for me to ever doubt him. So, you know, we weren't always on the same page at first, but I didn't have to do nothing but praise the Lord and be who, you know, God told me to be. And he followed right along like a little lamb, and God did the rest of the work. And I, you know, that's another thing that made me never doubt the Lord, because I watched him do it in my own life for sure.
Wow. That is a testimony in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Mm.
So I love the way that you tell your story and that you talk about your husband. So what is your favorite thing about him?
My man. I'm sorry. I just love him for real. I think probably two things. One, I know that I'm not a person. I don't get into trouble. Like, I don't like trouble. I ain't never been arrested. None of that. I ain't never got no ticket. Nothing, you know. But I know that if I were ever in a situation, my husband protects me real quick story. One time I was at this little chicken spot that used to be around the corner from our house. And there was some little weird dude up there. He was like, what's your name? I was like, oh, I'm Mary. And he's like, oh, Mary, I'll be your little lamb. I'm like, okay, you a weirdo. Let me call my name. I was like, babe, I said, I don't need you to come up here. I'm like, just stay on the phone with me. Cause you know what I'm saying? I'm up here. Our food's almost done. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm telling y'all, it wasn't even 45 seconds. I'm like, who is this crazy person? He done drove up here, tire screeching, my baby in the backseat, no shoes, nothing, just buckled in the seatbelt. He come up, no shirt, gat, told pistol hole. I said, I didn't need you, Mr. Hood, sir. I didn't need you to come up here. And I knew the streets for I knew the Lord. And I'm like, babe, now. I'm like, you don't got to come up here. I'm like, he left. I just said, stay on the phone. He's like, oh, because I thought, hey. I'm like, where's your shirt? He's like, hey. I'm like, where's my baby? I'm like, why is my baby upside down? He's wee. He just happens. Like, look, daddy's driving fast. I'm like, y'all, just get your asses in the car. So my husband protects me from everything. And not just physically, you guys. I mean, mentally, emotionally. He don't let nobody say nothing crazy. He's like, I don't care what you think. This is this. And you ain't going to say, okay, if you got a problem with my wife, you got a problem with me. He does not a lot because he knows me. I'm Captain Friendly. I just be like, but I just want to be your buddy's friend. He's like, no, but I could see this from a mile away. My husband could see BS from a mile away. He sees the things that I can't. And that's why we go together so well, because the things I used to be very gullible and be a welcome mat. But with him, there's no BS allowed in my world anymore. There were some family and friends who were like, oh, he's controlling. But it's like, no, he's just not allowing you to manipulate me anymore. And I didn't see it until he was there to be like, baby, it's da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. So I love that about him. He protects me. And I can be myself with him. I'm a weirdo. I like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big kid. I love anime and cartoons and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I might one day, I'm like, babe, let's play spaceships. He's like, you're 33. I'm like, I know. And I'm an astronaut getting it back, you know. And he goes with it. Like, he looks at me where everybody's like, oh, you're weird. He's like, no, you're exotic. Or, oh, you know, you're this, that, and the third. Or you look weird. I was like, no, but you're beautiful to me. Like, you're a work of art to me. And he comes into my world and just unpacked his bags. And I was just like, wow. So definitely those are my favorite thing. Oh, and he's pretty funny too. He ain't funnier than me. He's not funnier than his God, okay? But I think he's real funny. He always, always makes me laugh. So those are definitely my favorite things about him.
Nice. So how do you guys keep the romance alive? Because some people say occasionally the flame goes out when you've been married for so long. But what do you guys do?
I'm going to tell y'all right now, you got to get nasty. We're going to keep it for real. Listen, you got to get in that book and be like, have we done this one yet? Listen, get that mask on. Get that honey out the top of that jar and meet me upstairs. I'm going to back this thing up for you. You're going to figure it out. You know what really has helped? Being open about the stuff that we really like. Like, I was scared to be like, babe, I might like this. And he was like, well, why don't you say so? Because that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, period. Y'all are really open. You know, just be more open to one another. Being honest with each other. Like, I like this. Or, oh, do it like that. Or, you know, like, oh, I saw this in a video. Let's do da-da-da-da. And just being open to try new things. Being open to say, you know what? I know they like this, but I probably ain't going to like that. Just exploring new stuff. You never know. I didn't even know what I liked and didn't know. I was like, I'll never. Let me tell you something. I always, okay. you start learning new things about each other and definitely keeping it spicy. Definitely, like, you know, I'm thinking about coming, just knocking on the door one day and being like, hey, is your wife home? He gonna be like, what? I'm gonna say, yeah, is your wife ain't home? I'm gonna say, because I watch you from across the street. And you know what I'm saying? You got all these muscles and there's this drawer. Can you open this drawer for me? Like, oh, listen, you gotta be real, you know, get creative, have fun, and just communicate, talk. Because guess what? The stuff they liked 10 years ago, I don't really like that now. Or, you know what? I wasn't open to try this before, but maybe we can try this together, explore and having fun. Oh my gosh. Like, have fun and don't shame your partner. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be like, I like this. Or what do you think about that? Let's try this. Are we going to put him to bed at this time? Because it's going to take about 20 minutes to prep for, you know, whatever the case. But just definitely being open and exploring new stuff. And always just remembering, like, why y'all was together in the first place. And just being like, you know yeah. what? Yeah, no, it's because I love you. And yeah, that's what it is. Definitely explore. Open the Kama Sutra and surprise yourself. You don't know what you like until you with the person that you're supposed to be with, because he didn't unlock the freaking me. It's like a Mortal Kombat character. I was like, Lord, I didn't know she existed. Who are you? I had to unlock that a whole alter ego. I was like, who is this? I like her. I'm like, I can only pull her out on holidays, birthdays, and weekends. You got to okay, it got to be occasions. Pull her out the bag. But yeah, definitely explore. Just have a good time.
I love that for y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, like, I know that's true for so many people, but nobody says it.
It's fact. You have to, because it's like you're just the only person you're going to be sleeping with for the rest of your life. So you got to figure out different ways to put the hot dog in the bun. You can't, it's like, okay, it can go this way, but can you chop it in half and flip it? Can you put the bun inside the hot dog? Can you figure, you got to figure it out and have it, see how, and laughing. Oh my goodness. You laughing. It's like, okay, that doesn't go there, but maybe it does. Let's see what happens when you put, like, you listen, figure it out. And having fun for sure. Just be open and just do wild stuff. You'll be all right.
At the end of the day, you'll be all right.
Yeah, facts. You'll be all right. You'll be on Twitter like, girl, you ain't even doing it right. Hop my DMs. My mama show you a little something. Like, you know? That's for sure.
So what does an average day in your marriage look like?
So we work. We're like, we up, we get up together. We, you know, you get up, everybody wash the brush faces, you know, whatever, you know, it's all backwards. Getting up, getting out, make sure that we lunches is packed, faces is washed, all that good stuff. And we text all day because we're some little kids. Kiki, oh, look at this. Da-da-da-da. And but when we get back home, we kind of coordinate. You know, sometimes I'll cook, sometimes he cook, because, you know, when Chef Chris is cooking, I'll never admit this out loud. And y'all didn't hear it from me, but when it comes to soul food, baby, I'm like, his mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, I just called my mama. I said, hey, I said, I don't know now. I said, my mama got your mac and cheese, B. She's like, nah. So I definitely let him cook sometimes. But I, you know, I cook and we clean, we work together. It's like a this, that, and the third. We have routine. Get him in the bed. Hey, let me see your homework. Cool. Oh, you look cute. All right. Get you. And then it's us time. At the end of the day, every day we spend like 2 hours together at least watching the show. Even if for real, this might surprise people, even if it's just him playing a video game and I'm sitting there watching my anime on my computer or on my phone, and we're not even talking, we're in each other's presence. And that's us just kind of chilling together. And at the end of every night, we always get it. We everybody say our prayers and we just make sure we kind of wind down. Hey, what was your day like? Da-da-da-da-da-da. We talk, and you know, while we in the bed, and we wrap it up. You know, that's just typical. On the weekends, we do more chilling. We like to chill. We don't like to be out. Can we be in the house? Cool. We try to make sure we take our kids somewhere, you know, making sure that we're incorporating being mommy and daddy. But for the most part, sometimes, like, we, as we get older, we found comfortable silence with each other. And it's just like, I ain't got to talk to you, but I just want to be up under you. You know what I mean? Like, just knowing that you're here and present be enough for us sometimes. But yeah, we always, at the end of the day, like, as soon as I get off here, we already know we're gonna watch a Netflix special and all this type of stuff. We already got it planned. So yeah, end of the day is, you know, Chris and B time. And it's always a situation, because you never know what's gonna happen. Because sometimes we be planning stuff and then we'll just sit and talk, or we'll debate. Oh, we debate and we don't argue, y'all. It'll just be like, well, you know, I heard this, you know, this person say this. Da, 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 da. I'm like, what do you think about that? I'm like, but women think da, 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 da. He's like, okay, but that's what's wrong with that. I mean, we debate, and then after it'll go for 2 hours. We're like, oh, that was good one. And he's like, yeah, that was a good one. He's like, yeah. He's like, I love talking. I'm like, I love you too, Daddy Aaron. And it's so lit. It's just so lit. So yeah, that's typically us. We debated real good. And not like literally not arguing, just like, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, how it's just get da-da-da-da. But we love it. We like to pick each other's brains too. That's something we do every day. Try to figure out, to learn more about each other and where we're coming from. So yeah, that's us.
I love it, man. I so love much. It. Well, first of all, Bea, we want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come and talk to us. Yes. But before we let you go, we do have one last question that we ask all of our guests. Mm-hmm. And that question
is marriage worth it?
Mm. For me, it was absolutely, absolutely worth it. It is worth it because my best friend, I have, you know, a partner through thick and thin. I have somebody who, I got in a really bad car accident. I was hit by a drunk driver earlier this year, break my leg all up. And, you know, with health stuff, if I didn't have him, I would have to do it all by myself. I have I have just my person. I will say this though, marriage ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. Everybody is not supposed to be married, because if everybody's supposed to get married, nobody would die before they got married. So I know everybody's not supposed to, but like, if that's something that you want to do and you're thinking about it and you're just like, I don't know, I would say go marriage counseling first, because we did that for sure, even though it was quick. But I mean, at the end of the day, when I look back and I think about everything I've been through, all of my experiences, oh my goodness, I could not imagine my life without my husband, and having somebody to walk through everything with, having somebody to laugh with, cry with, gossip with. Girl, you ain't gonna believe what happened. He'd be like, first of all, don't call me girl. And it just kind of happens on its own. I'm like, Florida conversation, so juicy, you know. I think it is absolutely worth it. If you found that person that you love and loves you, oh my goodness. I tell my husband all the time, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care if you lose it all. I don't care what situation, sick, poor, all of that type of stuff. I would choose my husband in this lifetime. And I'm telling you, even with this, when this life is over, like a million years from now, I hope I meet him again in the next one so I could do it all over again with him. That's my man. And I say it's absolutely worth it. And if that's what you want to do, I say go for it. Be lit, be cool, be nasty, be with your person. Keep God in the middle, and you ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't be letting Twitter scare you. Oh, well, my auntie and them. Y'all ain't your auntie and them. You're your own person. Make that decision for yourself. And I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. Y'all got it.
And there you have it. It is a absolutely for B, and you know, maybe not for other people, but there you go.
Yes. And thank you guys again. I'm so sorry. Thank y'all so much. I am honored to have met you. Oh my goodness. Y'all have made my day. I couldn't wait. I was talking about all week. I was like, I get to be on here with the girls and talk marriage and be nasty. Yes. Thank y'all for having me. It is an honor to always be able to talk about marriage and uplift it, because you see so much negativity. But I'm like,
yeah,
I will be the advocate and tell you it is worth it. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for this platform. I cannot wait for everything to come out. I'm going to share this all over, and I'm excited to be here with you guys. So you guys are going to go far. Wishing you all the absolute best, and two fine ass husbands for the both of you, because yes,
yes,
y'all deserve it.
I receive it.
Yes,
I receive it. Thank you. But before we let you go, you have a podcast. Let's tell the people about that so you can get more listeners to yours.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So I am the host of the Pretty Nerd Time Machine, where I talk all things Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network, 90s, all that anime, you name it. We get down and dirty and nerdy on the Pretty Nerd Time Machine. I go by the Nostalgia Queen or Stephen Bay Smith, because I'm here to debate all the cool topics and things like that. You can find me on Twitter. That is my main spot. It is at @snow_black, and that's spelled with two C's because I'm cute, but I will cut you. And I am on there. You guys can find me on Instagram, YouTube. Look out, my second arc is coming out. It'll be a couple months or whatever. It'll be out, so stay tuned. You guys look out for me, and I'm excited to get down dirty and nerdy with the rest of you squares. Like I always tell everybody, stay lit, stay cool, and stay nostalgic always. Thank you.
You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Marriage Worth It. You can also email us at marriageworthit@gmail.com.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And this has been
Is Marriage Worth It?